Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we need to talk about BRIs.
Yeah.
But not the TX, a little confused.
Mm. Oh, yes.
The B in BRI is bug today. Yeah.
Bug. Okay,
bug-related incident.
Okay.
Something that happened between you and a bug. And I have looked it up. I've done some extensive research. Turns out maggots are not bugs. So we will not be able to take any maggot stories today. Correct?
What are they then?
I don't know. They're something. Yeah. They're classified as vegetables, I think. It's much like a tomato is actually a fruit. I think maggots are qualified as, like, they're taking that slot that tomatoes. We just don't need.
Let's give them one last hurrah.
We don't know. I don't think
maggots
we need
to the front of the line.
No, we don't need maggot stories today.
We'll take it one more.
I think maggot stories. I think we just. Just stop shaking your head, Steve.
That's all I have. So
the cicadas, it's one of those years where the cicadas are out. That doesn't happen here, really. It has happened here. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up here in Iowa. Is it bad?
Oh, yeah.
Midwest.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Have you ever gone to a gas station
and
had to shovel
no.
bugs out of the way?
Gross.
Because that's what it's like.
You literally have a shovel with you and you
have to use your... windshield scraper thing and like get them out of the way. It's the worst because it's so bright.
They're dead or they alive?
Yeah. They're dead a lot. I don't know if there's the cicadas or the June bugs. There's some bug that only lives for like 48 hours and then it's just dead. Then
I think
just,
that's the June bug.
They're
literally, I don't know.
They're everywhere.
The June bugs look like an Egyptian. They're like a scarab.
Yeah.
And they're like hard.
You
and
got in
like,
a fight with one, didn't you? Or scared you?
I've gotten a fight with an actual Egyptian. Like the June bugs will like fly into my fire pit and then they go like popcorn.
Dang.
It's horrifying. They're like, ooh, go into the light, and then they get there like,
Well, there's so many of them growing up that it wasn't until I started dating my wife that she was like, yeah, you know, like I just hate the sound of them. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, just listen to the sound. And I'm like, what? And there is a sound to summer. To me, it's just that's
you're
outside.
Just so used to that sound. Yeah. That sound is destroyed.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's
she's like, those are bugs.
No, but they're all at the same time. People are calling 911 all over the place because they want the bugs to shut up. And I don't know what people think the police are going to do if they're going to come and like...
Well, because in Florida, in like the Keys, they they fly helicopters over for the mosquitoes and they spray stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Is there something that they're
not
going to
get to spray the cicadas. Because I think do we like the cicadas?
Yeah, I think they're protected.
What do they do?
Because they come up and then they mate and then they bury their eggs and their eggs are down there for like 7 years. So it's like different places. It's like, this is the year where they come out. So like, and after they hatch 7 years later or whatever it is, they come crawling out of the ground all at the same time. And then they all do the same thing again. Yep. They all like make the sound, get laid, drop their eggs, die.
You're right.
Living the dream.
Oh, what a life. I mean, what else are you going to do in Iowa?
Amen. There's another story of a Florida dude.
I don't blame him.
Up his nose?
He didn't put him there. There was 150 bugs.
Oh, no, wait.
Bugs.
I was reading the wrong one.
Well, you can tell yours in a second. Yeah. My guy had 150 bugs up his nose. He started feeling a bit off, ended up having an exam. They found...
What were they? Oh, what'd they find?
They found live insects and larvae.
That'd be maggots.
150.
Squirming around in his nose
squirming.
And sinus.
Don't you think you get to like 7 and notice it? Notice something going on?
I don't
know.
I don't know how many. Let's like, let's do a little
we got
experiment.
138. They can do a few more.
They pulled 150 different.
Writhing. What? I'm just. Yeah.
So be it a spider, cicadas, flies, anything but maggots. Aww. If you've had a run-in with a bug, we call them bug-related incidents. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
The man that I thought you were talking about at first, he lit his apartment on fire trying to get rid of a bug, which, like, valid.
That's valid.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
It's a squatter.
Kill it. With fire. The word squatter has triggered Steve to a point. I will tell you this. When I first bought my house that I'm in now, it was empty for a while because it was foreclosed or whatever. And we all know living in Colorado, much like the cicadas, there are years that there are some Miller moths.
Oh.
And then there are the...
Drift
years.
Yes.
And like when I went to look at my house for the first time, it hadn't been opened in forever. So I opened it and turned lights on and it was like...
Get out.
It was like Hitchcock, man.
Jeez. Oh my
gosh. It was just
gosh.
So many in the air, but it's because it had been closed, it had to be like Iowa... There was just drifts of dead ones.
Yes.
You're shuffling yep. through and they leave. They like.
That dust.
Come on, kids, jump in the pile.
Yeah, it's like, they're dusty when they're alive.
And crunchy and
yes.
my gosh.
And it was just piles and piles.
Dang.
And they're just flying everywhere.
You should have just lit your house on fire.
I legit, I didn't own it yet or I would have. There were so many. Okay. Anybody else before I, no, I'm going to. If you've got a maggot story, I swear,
that's all I got, our maggot story.
Okay, go ahead, tell one.
So I'm on the YouTube, you get down, and they give you all these videos, and the ones I've been watching.
Do you know what a boomer you are for saying the YouTube?
Sorry.
I was on the internet, you know, the YouTube. It's what the kids call the YouTube.
Yes. And I got stuck in this loop where the rescue.
If you're just making this up to
they rescue dogs and stuff, and they're really bad.
Oh, no.
And they bring them in,
no.
And naturally, they all have maggots.
Because they've been laying, they've
yes,
been like, and they
the
have infected
and
wounds
infected,
and whatever.
So when they take care of them, it's all writhing.
So they're like squishing.
Juicy. They're like wet and stuff. And yeah, they're moving.
Writhing.
Around.
Yeah, they're all writhing.
Yeah. And then there's this other video of another dog.
I'm
same
done.
Thing. And then
I'm going to go home.
Okay.
Are you going to rescue a dog? Like, what are.
I don't
what are
know.
These
no, he just wants maggot stories.
Yeah,
rescue
I know,
the maggots and leave
I'm
the
gonna,
dog.
I'm going to start a whole, like.
Rescue maggots type of thing.
All right. If you've had an incident with a bug, any bug except maggots,
a writhing one.
No writhing. If it's writhing, don't call. 303-222-5423.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a good story? Share it now. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 1059.
We're talking about BRIs.
Bug-related incidents.
And despite Steve's insistence that maggots are bugs, I feel like they're not.
Okay.
So we're going to...
Well, what's...
I'm about to be on the radio.
Oh, no, you are on the radio. Liz?
Picking up my daughter. Yay!
Yay!
How are you?
We're so good. What was your BRI?
I was, and all of a sudden I felt like I was like getting stung by a bee in my lip.
Ugh.
And I smacked what I thought was a bee, and it was a white spider. It fell on my boob.
Ooh.
And then it bit me.
So it bit you on the lips and the boob?
Little bastard.
The lips and the boob. And you know what the topper is? So we put the spider underneath a cup in the like bathroom to figure out what kind of spider bit me so hard.
Okay.
And then I ended up trying to get a glass of water from the spider cup and forgot.
So you let the radical prisoner spider free?
Yeah, and then they're like, well, but then I got it again, so it was all good, but I was like, oh!
You eventually found... You know, Steve, you left out the fact that a spider ate your face.
Yeah, that I forgot.
And gave you dead skin.
All around here. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but at least it didn't bite him in the boob. Yeah, no, some spider bit him.
Well,
ate my face.
Yeah, and it like did the thing where the skin kind of got black. And like, so it could have been a recluse or whatever.
Yeah, it gets around that, and then it took like 2 months to heal.
So you were hideous for like 2 months.
Okay.
No, I'm really good at covering up hideousy.
Oh, okay. Hideousy. All right. Thank you for the call, Liz. Heather?
Yay.
BRI, bug-related incident. What happened?
I have had a moth in my ear, and I can hear it, and I have to get it out.
It's writhing around, flapping.
You got it out, or did you go to the doctor?
No, I had to get it out, and I still like feel bugs in my ears.
Oh. Yeah, because once you, it's because it's just making that sound. Like that's big enough that it's like moving around.
Yes, and any little hair that I feel freaks me out.
How long was it in there for?
Just a day.
Just a day. Yeah, no, I just had a bug in my ear.
Oh,
yeah. So did you get it out, or did a doctor do it?
No, a doctor did it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I've tried, like, I've had friends do that, and you try to, like, pour water in there, and now you have a dead bug in your
ear. Thank you.
So it's like...
Gross.
I don't know which is worse. So right. Then you're just picturing it rotting and like its family stopping by your ear canal to say their last respects. And yeah, that's horrifying. Thank you. Jan?
Yes.
Bug-related incident. What happened to you?
Okay, so I had a friend back in hippie days with really long hair. And we would be sitting around when at the end of the season and those flies are gigantic.
Yeah.
And he would catch one and have it in his hand, and then he would pull his long hair out of his head, let the fly's head come up through his fingers, and then he would tie the hair around the fly's head and then let it go, and he would fly it around the room on a leash.
Jeez.
Why?
That's just...
Why would you do that? That's such a weird flex. I don't...
We're high and laughing our butts off.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've got a fly on a leash. And that fly is just like, just kill me. Yeah. This is awful. That's great. I've heard of that being done. I didn't know anybody actually could pull it off. Veronica?
Yay.
Bug-related incident. What do you got?
So I was cooking for my aunt and my uncle, and by their house, rhino beetles are really predominant, and those things are huge. They're like the size of your fist. And I'm trying to make this dinner, and like a dozen of them flew in through the kitchen window and just started attacking me.
No.
Yeah, those are the scarab things I'm talking about.
Dang.
They're huge. They're massive.
Yeah. They are huge.
Yeah, you just leave? You just leave the country? Because that's what I would do.
No, I'm kidding. At them,
yeah, you don't want to swat them. That just makes them mad. Yes. And then they go up on, they like, their back legs go up and they're like, yeah, those things are vile.
They want to battle all the time.
They will battle you. Yes. And they will win. Because they're scarier than you are. Tiffany?
Yay.
Bug-related incident. What do you got?
So my daughter, when she was six, we were all camping, sitting around the fire, and a very large, fuzzy black caterpillar landed on her.
Oh, boy.
She proceeded to get up, scream, run around in circles, and to this day, she's about 9 years older, won't touch a butterfly or caterpillar, and
I don't blame her.
Running away from it.
You know, that's, I mean, caterpillars you think are nice, they're not nice.
That, right?
They feel weird. It's a giant worm. It's,
thank you.
Jill.
Hi.
Yeah. Bug-related incident, what happened to you?
My 7-year-old daughter woke us up in the middle of the night screaming bloody murder because something had flown into her ear.
Okay, another ear one. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, is that happening a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, we called Ask a Nurse, who told us to pour mineral oil and drowned it.
Yeah, no, that's...
Which we did. But then it expanded and wouldn't come out. We had to take her to the doctor. We had to vacuum it out.
All right.
And it was... All right.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you. I'm not going to sleep tonight if we don't stop soon. Sam?
Yay.
Bug-related incident. What do you got?
In college, my boyfriend was staying the night at my house, and there was a spider the size of a pinhead in my bed. And at midnight, he made us drive all the way back to his house to sleep because he couldn't sleep with us.
I do not blame the size of a pinhead. It had to be bigger than that. He's braver than that. Aubrey?
Yay.
Bug-related incident. What do you got?
Well, I lived in Australia for a couple years, and I guess the food is a lot fresher and doesn't keep as long. I had some chicken and rice as leftovers. It was only a day or two later, I swear.
Okay.
But after a couple bites, the chicken started crawling.
No.
And there were maggots.
Oh, wait, could you repeat that? I didn't catch that part.
We are officially done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.